New figures around mental health facilities, new figures showing the government has spent just 3% of the $500 million it promised 4 years ago for new mental health facilities. Just $15 million has been allocated from the fund. That's $15 million out of $500 million, according to new figures released to the National Party. National's calling it a tragedy. Health bosses, though, say it does not matter. That is not how the funding works. Our reporter Phil Pennington has been looking into it. Phil, I remember stories about this fund from several years ago. I think Andrew Little was called it the progress really frustrating back then. It does not sound like they've made much progress since then.
No, you're dead right there, Craig. They haven't. And yes, 2 years ago, Andrew Little was health minister, saying it was extremely frustrating, the lack of progress. But the Labor MPs blocked an attempt by National to get an inquiry called into this back then. That was 2021. Fast forward to now. And what we have here is the list of a dozen projects that were funded back in 2019. The bill for those has now topped $500 million. But when you go through how much Crown equity has been drawn down on, I'm looking at the chart here, Craig, it's got Lakes Project, zero. Tairawhiti, zero. Waikato, zero. Bay of Plenty, zero. Another Bay of Plenty, zero. Hutt Valley, zero. Nelson, zero. Taranaki, zero. West Coast, zero. Little Bit of the Light in Northland, $12 million. And at Waitemata on a $162 million project there, $500,000
brought down. So explain that to me. Is the money not being spent? What's going on there? Is the work not being done?
The question here from National's Matt Ducey in the House was, in a parliamentary written question, was how much has been spent? These are the figures that are produced. When I put it to Whatu Ora last night that this shows just 3%, they said, this is not reflective of progress because spending occurs aside from this, that these funds are drawn down after they have done such things as the plans, the designs, the civil works, the earthworks. Nevertheless, these are the only figures we have. These were the figures produced when they were asked for the spending. And if they have other figures in behind, I asked them this morning, well, please, we're up for some good news on this. Please give us those figures which actually do reflect the progress. If these don't, which is what they said yesterday, then please give us the ones that do. Because we were told in the deep dive review of this, which was done and came out last October, it didn't actually come out, it was in behind closed doors. We found out a bit about it last week. I reported on that last week. That deep dive showing the problems in here of poor planning, specifically of over-optimistic and unrealistic estimates around how long things would take and what they would cost, including from private consultants. So that deep dive was saying that, and it was also saying it's going to get better. Te Whatu Ora is now in place. They're going to be able to monitor this better. Well, if that is the case, surely they've got some figures in behind there that actually show what the spending really is, if this is not what it is. This is accurate as to what the drawdown is.
Yeah, we'd love to see that. What is the official word on when this work's going to be done, when these facilities are going to open?
So we've got new figures on that too, which were released to RNZ, and as you'd expect, they just keep slipping. You know, in the worst cases, three of them, including Waitemata, these were due actually this year. There were three projects due this year. They've fallen back by 3 years now. You're talking like 2025 that those are due. There are a couple small ones, Northland and Nelson, that are still due to open this year, but you've got others that are gone right to virtually having to press go again in Tauranga and Whakatane. So yeah, the timings are all out on that, and as Te Whatu Ora said to us, the things that are in play there are the supply chains, as you'd expect, inflation, and just a lot of uncertainty, unforeseen circumstances, as they put it to us. So we're just trying to find out more, particularly around what is the real spend, what is the real progress. And that deep dive said you need to intervene here by getting monthly reports on progress, and you need to keep track of what the drawdown plans are for the Crown funding, and we need to know what those plans are as well.
And until we have those real numbers, a real assessment of the spend, it's hard to know whether those timeframes are realistic, right?
Well, it's hard to know that, but it also gives plenty of room for National and plenty of traction for them, which is Matt Ducey saying, you know, this is a comedy of errors, but also it's a tragedy because people's lives are at risk. And you know, he's harking back to 2 years ago when he was calling for the inquiry that was blocked, but Andrew Little said it was a tragedy. I asked yesterday for a comment on this from the Health Minister, Aisha Farrell.
Are they still frustrated?
I wish I knew, because I got no answer.
Oh, hopeless. National wanted an inquiry back then. Do they still want one?
I asked that. No, he's Matt Ducey was not pushing for that. He's saying that he's got a 34-point plan, and that if National is elected, they will set up the first ever mental health minister role. He hopes to get that and then institute this plan. I did say, though, how can you trust, how can you have faith in the system here and in the skills here when they've fallen so short? But they're expressing that they can get that into shape.
Thanks, Phil. Really interesting stuff. Phil Pennington.